Touchdown Football back at it again. Today we have a little quick podcast. We're just going to do, Hall of Fame reactions and that sort of stuff. Kind of coverage of the game for anyone who missed it. You know, players that performed well. Obviously, the number one pick was playing in this game. So we're seeing how or diving into it. All right. So these are just initial reactions, but.
One of the biggest things I saw was from the Raiders side of it, and they were playing all of their running backs trying to see who's going to get that number one spot, because I feel like they feel unsettled and not comfortable with having Josh Jacobs there. So you saw all their running backs getting some good reps, and in my eyes, the winner of out of their running backs who did the best at last, or whenever the Hall of Fame game was, 2 nights ago, sorry, was Zamir White. The rookie from Georgia. If you look at how he played, he was dominant. He was, you know, Zamir White isn't a pass-catching back, but he was doing that off screens. He was getting some great power runs up the middle, really raising his stock in a loaded running back room with Amir Abdullah, Kenyon Drake. Josh Jacobs is a big one, a former first-round pick for the Raiders 4 years ago. So, I that's what the biggest thing I saw on the side of the Raiders. The Jaguars, Trevon Walker, we finally got to see him play a little bit. Thing was, without having Josh Allen there, all the double teams, all the, you know, quarterback reads were – I mean, not quarterback reads, but, you know, pressure, looking where the pressure was mostly going to come from. Was from him. He was that main guy, and he still managed, you know, to disrupt some dropbacks, did him, and actually got a sack too.
Yeah, those are actually kind of my two first points. My first point was Trevon Walker, super athletic. You look at how he won; it was just straight power. But that kind of comes to my second point about him. He didn't use a lot of pass rushing moves. We saw him use a lot of, you know, what he used in college, which was just the long arm. And, you know, that was very successful for him this game. And that was successful for him in college. That's how he won in college. And, yes, his ability to, you know, his ability or his, yeah, his ability to use his power and speed at the same time is why he was the number one pick. But I would have liked to seen some more pass rushing moves. But overall, very good start for Trevon Walker. And then my second point, you know, you mentioned the running backs. So I was focusing on McDaniel's play calling. Obviously, you know, the Raiders won. They put up 27 points. It doesn't really mean anything. But you look at the type of plays they were calling, that's kind of how this offense is going to run. So there was, you know, a lot of it was a very running back heavy pass game, like you mentioned. And I mean, that's how it was in New England. That's how it has been in New England. But very running back heavy pass game. There's a lot of screens. And then they also took their shots too. Stidham looked sharp throughout the first half when he played. And the entire Raiders team, their coaching staff, they're high on Tyron Johnson. Now, it's evident he had 5 targets. It was a little underwhelming. Obviously, he's not a big name. He had a couple drops. Footwork is a little rusty. But they're high on him as an organization. They want him to make the team. They want to be able to develop him. And he has the traits. He was getting open, those focus catches, you gotta be able to make those. But overall, the Raiders put out a great showing on offense. It was interesting that they played Kenyon Drake so much. And it's interesting that Josh Jacobs even played. But you look at the running back heavy pass game and it makes you think, where does Josh Jacobs kind of fit into this? Yes, I know New England's had some power backs in the past. And the past couple of years, they've, had Damian Harris, but Damian Harris can catch a little bit. Josh Jacobs necessarily is not a strong suit. So it'll be interesting to see how the running back rotation goes. It's very possible Kenyon Drake could be taking the load there. But yeah, it'll be. I'm just ready for the season to start, but it'll be interesting to see how McDaniels, works through those running backs in particular, to try and get as many, try and get as much offensive production as possible.
Yeah, another name I saw that stuck out to me was Donald Parham, the center for the Raiders, their first pick in the draft. He was looking very solid out there. He was initially a guard coming out of the draft. They moved him at center. I didn't watch for him, but what that the undrafted guard they got out of Alabama, did you see him at all or see him make any plays? I forgot about him when I was watching it.
Yeah.
But he's another.
Yeah, the offensive line, I mean, they look solid at the start. So, obviously, they're still trying to figure out that right tackle spot, but.
Would have been good if Leatherwood was there. But Leatherwood isn't the talent we've thought he was out of the first.
Yeah.
Not at all. A lot of screens I see as well in their game. They ran a couple of them. And there were some good throws from the quarterbacks on the Raiders side. I wish Lawrence played, but unfortunately, we don't get to see that.
Yeah, and then from from the Jaguars offensive standpoint, they threw the ball a lot, that's for sure. I mean, they threw the ball 42 times and they had 11 carries. So, that just shows this. If you put Trevor Lawrence in there, they throw the ball 50 times. I mean, obviously they were losing, but they had to throw. But, Doug Peterson looking like it's going to be a pass heavy offense, which I like. I mean, you have ETN. You brought in Christian Kirk. Like, you have all the weapons now. It's on Trevor Lawrence's arm. So it looks like they're going to be pass heavy. They use a lot of tight ends. Luke Farrell is their leading receiver. 4 targets. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be, you have Evan Engram now, an athletic tight end, can do things other tight ends can't do. As long as he can catch the ball, he could be a very good pickup for this team. So offensively, I mean, it looks like they're going to be, obviously you can't read too deep into his preseason, but like they're going to be they're going to rely on the pass a lot more than the run. Obviously, if James Robinson comes back healthy, that may change, but that's how it looks. And I mean, if that's the case, they're going to be a fun team to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm not completely sure about that because neither James Robinson didn't play and either did ETN in that. So I think that may have slowed the Jaguars down from, essentially running off the gun because they didn't really have that. But maybe it is. I feel like you can't really tell what their offense is going to be because literally neither their top two running backs who are going to be used a lot in their offense or the starting quarterback were there. So it's kind of like can't really tell, well, in my opinion, what way their offense is going to go.
Excuse me. Yeah. Another name that I would like to look at is Nathan Cottrell, running back for the Jaguars. On the ground didn't do much, but no one did on the ground. But, I mean, he caught the ball really nicely out of the backfield, had a touchdown, had 5 targets, 4 catches, 35 yards, and that touchdown that I mentioned at the end. And then he got the 2-point conversion after as well. But he's a guy that can make the team that could potentially have some impact. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how these teams play even throughout the rest of the season. I don't expect the Jaguars to throw it as much as they did. And I don't expect the Raiders to go as deep in their playbook as they did with all the screens and stuff like that. But it'll be interesting. The Jaguars quarterbacks looked okay. Lutton was slinging it to start. He looked pretty good. Kind of fell off. Didn't quite reach that 100-yard mark. Just over 50% passing. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, it was a pretty solid game. I mean, it was kind of it was not very interesting towards the end. But it was good to have football back. And we got to kind of see where these teams are headed in 2022.
Yeah, I'm gonna say best quarterback out of the game was Jared Stidham. There was that throw where he put it in the perfect pocket deep. I forget. Do you remember who that receiver was who dropped
it? That was Tyron Johnson. Yeah,
he was looking for a scramble touchdown as well, which showed some wheels. And with him being out all last season, it's kind of hard to come back from that and just do that. That's looking good for him, obviously. We don't get to see the big acquisitions for the Raiders like Chandler Jones or Devontae or Derek Carr or even Darren, not acquisitions, but big players, Max Crosby, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro. But it was good to see preseason more to see the depth you have at the position. And are you effed if you have your starting receiver get injured, your starting corner? Yeah. Just looking at it through that way and who can help out your team the most.
Yeah. And you mentioned those three, you know, Adams, Renfro, and Waller. I don't know who you're going to guard on third down, but it'll be.
You'll try.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be, you know, I mean, I was happy with the first preseason game. We got more coming up. We're going to be looking into that. We'll give you reactions off that when they happen. Names to look out for as we get closer to the season. And we're going to be trying to pump out as much content as possible, especially, you know, this next week. George leaves for college next week. So we're going to try and get a lot in before predictions, possibly, you know, draft projections, the position rankings, as well as keeping up with this preseason stuff and anything else that transpires. Obviously, Deshaun Watson the NFL is appealing the suspension, so it could be longer. So he may hold off on the AFC North predictions a little bit. But we'll see. I mean, at the end, we'll do it. We'll do another one. We'll do it a full one before the beginning of the season. So, but yeah. Any last thoughts?
Not really. Have a lot more to preseason to cover. Gonna watch those games. Football's back.
Football is back. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and see you next time.